We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're previewing tonight's Manhattan City Commission meeting, which starts at 7 o'clock City Hall, and that is open to the public. So if you want to go in and have your voice be heard, you can certainly do so tonight. And again, that's out at City Hall. We're speaking with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler about what's on the agenda here tonight. We've recapped the public hearing. Pretty extravagant project being proposed down there in the Blue Earth Plaza area using star bonds. So let's talk about the other proposal here, and this is certainly going to get some debate, I'm sure, tonight. There's been a lot of people lately here clamoring, I don't know how many, maybe 30, 40 people, for an indoor aquatic facility. And I know that that is a need here in this community, obviously without the natatorium. Let's talk a little bit about what the proposal is that's coming forth to the city here this evening, Mr. Fear.
Sure. A few weeks ago at that public comment, I think it was the first meeting in May, Tracy Anderson with Anderson Knight Architects, representing a consortium of local, and they have a national swimming pool consultant, came forward at public comments and provided the commission with a proposal that would provide for a feasibility study of an indoor pool, where this firm is offering a substantial amount of in-kind services and would like the city to participate in the amount of about $15,000 towards this study. The city currently has an indoor, when we did the aquatics master plan, I think back in 2016 or 2017, identified a site at SECO next to the outdoor pool for a future indoor facility. And I think this will kind of build off of that. Obviously, as you mentioned, permanent closing of the natatorium at K-State has taken that away. The school district relied solely on that facility for their girls and boys swimming groups and teams, and that had substantial participation in the number of folks that utilized that. And obviously that's met them with a significant hardship, as well as a demand. There's other swimming groups that swim year round and compete both indoor and outdoor. And we work with some of them for when we have our outdoor pool open for them to utilize for practice in the mornings when the pool is not open. So having that indoor facility certainly has met a significant need in the community, as well as providing other opportunities for folks that just want to have a year-round swimming capability. So this proposal is from Anderson Knight Architects, as well as McCown Gordon Construction, and they have a national aquatics firm of Councilman Hunsinger, who did do some work previously in the city of Manhattan. And again, the value of this study and analysis, which would look at a concept that was born in the master plan, and is that what the community needs? Was the location right? So they'll do some conceptual plans with regard to that as well. It's about would originally, if we were just going out with a request for proposals, we think this study would run in the $100,000 to $120,000 range. So from that standpoint, it's certainly a benefit to the city to proceed with this that would help at least identify what some of the future needs might be met by a facility like this, and who the partners might need to be moving forward.
All right. Well, I know, Mayor Butler, you've fielded some discussion on this on social media. A lot of people are pretty passionate about wanting an indoor aquatic facility. And I think, if I remember right, you say, well, obviously, if we can find the right private partner to do something, then that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, this proposal, I mean, if you can get a $120,000, you know, study done essentially with $15,000 of the city money. That seems to be a, you know, pretty good investment. But, and the local firms, of course, are kicking in everything they possibly can. The problem is, of course, we don't have an aquatics firm here that's an expert, and that's really where the 15,000 goes to, is to get them to do that. I'd be interested in the study also looking at, and I've gotten a couple emails on this. In fact, one from our former Parks and Rec director. I guess he's up in Topeka, but you know, he was reminding me that, you know, when the city pool was built, that allegedly there were footings put in there to cover it, to turn it into an indoor pool as part of one of the future plans years ago. And I'm hoping that study will take a look at that, because that would be interesting. But then again, you know, it all depends on cost. It might be more expensive to cover an existing pool than it would be to build a new one. And you know, you'd have to be an expert in this stuff to know that. I have no expertise in making an estimate of what that might be. I know we talked about this a few years ago at City Commission, and design was put up there, and it was like a giant shoebox sitting on top of city pool, and that didn't go very far because people didn't like it. It didn't look aesthetically pleasing. You know, if you come looking at City Park and you got this square box, you know, sitting in the middle of it, it just sort of doesn't look right. So it would have to be an interesting design. I mean, some people have floated the idea if you had to, so like some of the stadiums have these domes and that can open and close and whatever, and something like that would be really sort of neat. But then again, that might cost much more money than we can possibly afford. And so the other point is, as I was looking at the, you know, Crossroads Manhattan, and I've gone to several of the strategic planning events, the idea of a indoor pool seems to be on the list most of the time. So there's a lot of people out there that want it in the strategic plan. You know, if that's the case, this study would be a good thing to get some real numbers on it. Now, next step would be, you know, how do you fund it? And that of course is always an issue. It may end up on the ballot. You know, if it becomes feasible, it may end up being a ballot issue again, either separate or long term. If we renewed the quality of life, you know, sales tax that built the two rec centers at the middle schools, there's a possibility to go down that road. Right now, of course, the money that's still coming in there is committed to redoing the ball fields at Seco Park, and also doing some more work on the trail system. And so there's a long way to go from, you know, having a feasibility study. I think the aquatics group, as they call themselves, that's presenting this, is looking at getting something started in actual building within about 5 years. And we haven't really discussed, you know, how we would get to the funding idea, but maybe a $15,000 investment is okay to get a decent feasibility study. So we can say, okay, can we cover an existing pool? Yes, no. What's the cost? If we can't, and we're going to build a new center, where should it be located? And maybe it's based on the master plan, which had already identified location next to Seco Pool.
Well, you know, it's interesting here with something like this, and I think the question I would have would be is, could this potentially be a revenue generator since it could be open year round for the city? What's your thoughts on whether or not that would be able to generate enough revenue to make a dent for the city?
I'm not sure. You know, the pools have not been revenue generators because they cost more to operate than you can charge it, you know, admission for.
Sure.
Because you know, like when I went to look at some private facilities a few years ago, last time we discussed this, you know, they were charging, you know, $15, you know, admission for a day. And if we did that, we'd price people out. I think there could be an advantage. You know, the other advantage, maybe disadvantage, you'd end up on city staff with full-time lifeguards, full-time pool employees, and that might translate into some savings in the summer when we open the other pools, because we could maybe then, we'd have some retention and we'd have some expertise that could help us when we get into problems. And that'd be the probably the only advantage. But I think, you know, operational cost on this long term is just going to be an added expense for Parks and Rec.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. We'll come back more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.